Hello, my name is Marcia Hotch, and I'd like to welcome you to Tlingit Gawu, Tlingit Time, an Indigenous language program. Today we're going to share with you about hooligan fishing. In the Chilkat Valley, it's a very important subsistence lifestyle that the Tlingits have done for generations. And one thing that has kept the Tlingits there is that the hooligan oil was one of the main things that they used for trading. In the springtime, right around the end of April or the beginning of May, the hooligans are one of the first fish to come up the river. They come up in the Chilkoot side and throughout the Lynn Canal. And that is one of our first signs that truly springtime is here. Once the fish is gathered out of the river, we take it and put it into a large pit, and it's left in the ground for several days, and it goes through this fermenting stage, and with that the oil can be cooked out of it. That's what we use as a condiment, and we use it with our dry fish, we use it for trade. Sometimes we can't get certain things up in this area, so we trade with other Tlingits throughout the southeast. We have a tin that we pull the oil off to one side, and then it just, you know, you just ladle it right out. And then we leave them in like our 5-gallon buckets and leave it out in the sun and let most of the meat settle down. And after that has done, some people do a second cook because maybe they didn't allow it to cook while the oil was in the pot, and so they'll have particles, and what they'll do is recook it again and let it settle down. But with the way that we do it, we just allow it to cook there and put it in our 5-gallon buckets or whatever we have, and then bring it out in the sun and let it settle down, and then we'll put it in jars, seal them up. You seal the jars, then it'll keep longer. If you don't keep it in a jar or something, or can it, then it gets rancid real fast. We use it to dip our dry fish and use it with boiled fish, use it with crackers, turnips, clams, cockles, just use it for different things like that. We dip it in there, more or less, or with hair and eggs. So I would just like to invite you to join me and my family, my husband and our son Stanley and his family. My folks, I have fond memories of my grandmother, my grandfather, my mom and dad, all being around the cooking pot in the springtime. And it is such an honor to be able to have my family doing this with me and my grandchildren also learning. Gunuf Chish. We thank you for listening, and thank you for being with us during this time, during the Tlingit Gawu. My name is Marcia Hotch, and thank you for letting me share my family with you and what we do in the Chilkat Valley. Gunuf Chish.
You've been listening to Tlingit Time. Our teachers, Marcia Hotch. Editors are Daniel Henry and Bern Power. Executive producer is Daniel Henry. Special thanks to the Kaysan Dancers' performance of the Tlingit National Anthem and to the clan Tlukach Adi. Tlingit Time is underwritten by the Chilkat Indian Village, Chilkat Cruises and Tours, and by the Alaska Humanities Forum. Tlingit Time is produced in the studios of KHNS in Haines, Alaska.